I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jen, hold that thought. I'm going to finish this pretty pointed text message to my husband that just is going to have tone through the whole thing, because that's how it's been for the last, like, 7 days.
May I congratulate you guys on your fighting, because it feels different right now.
That's because you're here.
Oh.
If you weren't here, we would be doing it through the house at loud volume. By the way, did you guys notice when you came in that my neighbor parked his car?
I did.
And did you want to put a note on it? I don't know if you did, but that's what I thought.
I said, so that he could hear, I go, oh, I don't think Kristen's back, or else maybe she had to park on the street. Because he was blocking your side of the driveway.
I know. It's all happening. Guys.
Douchebag.
Guys, we are here at the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. It's a beautiful day outside.
Oops, I just hit the microphone with a white claw because that's
the day we're having.
I hit it again. Where am I supposed to put my drink?
This is new for Jen. She's not used to drinking out of a can.
We've got these blankets down, these moving blankets, because Kristen has a side hustle. But I don't know where to put it.
It's literally why we have to podcast, because I make no money in the other hustle. It's literally the most, it's the most financially bankrupt hustle. If I was a hooker, I would literally owe money.
Yeah, you would.
I would. I'd be like, I'm not doing that. All I would do is just be like, can you go finish out the landscaping in the back? I mean,
ma'am,
what are we here for?
You don't understand how this works. Yeah,
I did something for you. Now you do something for me. And I didn't do anything for you because I'm just role playing marriage. welcome. Join us. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on
Instagram, the
Twitter,
tweets,
and the TikTok.
The TikTok, not yet.
Descending order of regularity.
Although you're on Twitter a lot. You do a good job with...
I like Twitter because it's a verbal sort of medium, and you are good at Instagram. It is... Yeah, what?
Well... That leads us to our topic today.
Well, Kristen's really good at pictures. She can take a picture and it's worth 1,000 words. Uh-huh. Very good. I'm not. I take a picture and people are like, what's this of?
I will say, sometimes I'll ask Jen, I'll say, hey, can you just send me a picture so I can put something on Instagram? And she'll send me a picture and I'll go, I'm going to look through my files real quick.
Yeah. Just look. This is a leave I thought was interesting. And...
But then you do great on Instagram. You do great. You, every now and then you'll have like those humdingers, but you're always consistent. But like, you know, the cheese stick in the top of the champagne was a big win.
Oh.
Delilah in her new glasses. That's a layup.
Oh,
that's going to be the
easiest
thing we can post from now on.
I can't handle that girl in her glasses. It's too cute.
It's so cute. And I didn't realize the number of kids out there that have to... wear a patch or glasses. Will you explain again how the glasses work? I find them so fascinating.
Okay. So she has one eye that's lazy. We weren't totally surprised.
Let's use a different word.
Unmotivated. Yes.
Less inspired. Lazy.
She has
strong.
An eye like her mother. it goes in, and she kept telling me, like, when I stare at something, I see double. And I'm like, well, everybody does that. Your eyes, like... You know, you look too close at something, your eyes. Yeah.
We're also on screens all the time because of everything.
Yes.
So who knows?
I thought it was like
fatigue
for her eyes. And then she kept mentioning it. So I'm like, well, what do we got this you know, what do I pay this extra $11 a month for this eye insurance for? Let's go take you to the eye doctor. And they said one of her eyes is trying really hard, so we have to do additional tests to see why that is, because that's usually a sign of that. So basically it's like her glasses have these blurry, regular, like stripes, so she has to like find –
That's so interesting. Makes the eye work. Literally, it's like a little tiny mini eyeball weight.
Yes.
It's makes like, it makes and it to go. The left, to the right, to the left. Yes. To the right.
And she says she's like, it makes her eyes tired. And I'm like, it'll get better. But if that doesn't work, she has to wear a patch, which my husband did. So that's why we weren't surprised. And he's still, I don't know how much it corrected it because he has a couple scotches. And I'm like, who are you even talking to right now, Brett? I can't. There's one eye that's like off and looking at the corner of the ceiling.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of like, I'm having a conversation with two people.
There, you know, there's men that find that really attractive in women, a crossed eye.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't focus. I've just had one of those days. It's just been one of those weeks.
Well,
where
neither can my daughter, and this should fix it. But anyways, so she'll have to wear a patch if the glasses don't work. So.
Well, you know what? We all have – I know this is not your favorite story, but I do like and think often of the word shibui, which
– Oh, your flaw that makes you beautiful?
The flaw that makes you beautiful. Yeah. I kind of like that idea that, like, there's something in all of us that – and I think that is with children. Like, when you have kids, you look at them and you're like, God, you're the most beautiful thing. And if you're a mother and you have not gone back and looked at pictures and been like, oof, a couple times – just being like, I remember thinking they looked so perfect in this picture. And then you're like, why is their head flat on one side?
Oh, Delilah had one eye that was always looking at her nose. And it kind of like shifted. Like I went through the pictures.
Oh, they always do. They're like googly eyes. They're like, I don't
know. And it makes babies more adorable. Like these big round faces and like.
We're meant to love them. That's, I know. We love them with their flaws. And you see past them. And that's what we should be doing for everybody as far as I'm concerned.
100%. Well, my we do have a topic to talk about, you guys, but I just have to tell a mother-in-law story.
Okay, here we go.
She
should we make
said,
her the mom box? the hot flash? Just
our
kidding.
Hot flash is
mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law for this compliment insult she gave me. She's lovely and critical sometimes. So she said to me, she goes, I like your tooth because I have one real snaggle tooth that's crooked. And I was like, you do? She goes, yeah, it's your shibui. And I said, I don't know what that is. And she said, it's your flaw that makes you beautiful. That's what like the Japanese.
I like to refer to those comments as a Terry two-step.
Yep.
Terry hurts. Comes in and the first ramp up, you're like, this is a really nice compliment. And very quickly, she'll guide right or guide left just to literally dodge the completion of the compliment.
Then you, when they walk away, then you're like, wait, that can go.
Yeah, that can go.
Also mean.
She's like, you know, Kristen, you're so pretty. And I think to myself, that is where she could stop.
Stop talking. Just stop talking
right
there.
But then she says, when you try a little bit.
Oh,
when you just give a little bit of an effort.
Oh, there's multiple layers
your hair,
in that one,
is
Kristen.
That how you're wearing it now?
Because
I just think it, you know what? It frames your face nicely when you wash it.
I don't know if I – let me finish this story about the shibui because I do have another pantyhose story. You guys, I am not – hi today, but
we're not.
I'm really going off the rails. But, okay, so my – oh, yeah. I do actually have cannabis blueberries next to me just in case.
We're not going to talk about those yet or do those yet, but we're going to do those on a podcast because then I'll chill the out.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that I have trouble sleeping and this feels like a – I don't even know if there's stuff in there that gets you high, but it's
– believe there is.
Well, we'll see.
Here's the thing. Don't eat them like they're a snack.
Well, they say chocolate covered, so
I know.
That's a big mistake. I'm
going
to have to hide those from my husband. Or
you can chocolate cover anything and I'll eat it.
So my mother-in-law said, that's your shibui, which is beautiful. Like the French, they never get rid of like chipped things. Like,
no, I love it.
They keep them forever because it makes it more interesting and unique. So I was like, if you're looking at me and that's the only flaw that you see – that's a compliment.
Do you think if I was in a bathing suit and she saw my cellulite, she would be like, That's your shibui.
Your shibui.
And she'd be like, that's a shibui. I have so many shibuis. I'm just a buoy. I'm literally a shibui. That should be my nickname. Because that's fine by me. And I like scars and crooked teeth. And like, I like anything that makes somebody look like a human being.
Well, good news is I forgot what I was going to say about pantyhose.
No, I'm sorry. You were going to say something. You had another story about
I don't
about
remember.
Shibui? And also, when was the last time you wore pantyhose?
That's what the story was about.
Oh, God. Circa back to 1997, y'all.
Do you ever have a memory where you remember the thing that happened but cannot contextualize it? Like, you don't remember
where it
happened? Of
course, 1 million things.
Okay. So this, honestly, I'm like, this could have been a past life or a dream or actually happened. But I seem to recall, like, sitting down with somebody from work, and she was looking at my legs that I didn't have pantyhose on, and I, you know, was in a sales job.
You have great legs. Jen has great legs.
Thank
I'm going to say.
I'm going to lead with – I probably had a tan that I got in an unhealthy way.
But you have nice skin on your legs. You have nice looking legs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's me saying weird shit that Jen usually says.
And then I have hair on them. That's my shibui. Okay. That's my leg shibui.
But that's – what's your shibui? Oh. What did she say about your legs? They looked like they were
– She was looking at my legs, and I remember it being somebody that I really didn't like from work. And she was looking at them weird. And then she said to me, you know, it's more professional to wear pantyhose. And I go, I knew you were going to say that. I could see you looking at my legs. And I go, you know what? They don't wear them anymore.
Oh, man. If that doesn't lead us into our topic, I don't know what will.
You don't need other people's opinions.
We're going to talk about ear piercing.
Yep, we are.
We're going to talk about ear piercing, you guys. And
we're going to talk about other things that might pierce your ears.
And you're going to think, well, that's a weird subject to talk about.
How benign.
And simple that conversation can be. And what I want to talk about is how awesome it was when we got our ears pierced. How old were you when you got your ears pierced?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
I 1,000% remember it. We went to Claire's. We're living in St. Louis. And I picked out these little stars.
Oh, yes. I know the stars.
Yep. A little rhinestone.
Little tiny diamond in the middle.
Yeah. Not diamond. Rhinestone.
But I know because they were
like my parents were like, I'm not spending $35 on these. You can have the $7 ones or whatever. Yeah. So I got those. And then my mom let me pick out another pair.
Your follow-up pair.
My follow-up pair, which were little gold tennis rackets, which I loved. And this is how neurotic I've always been. I got them, and they used to say, like, you got to wait 5 weeks with the studs.
Yes, when we were younger, it was like 5 to 6 weeks, which I actually think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But now they're saying as little as 3 weeks. So we're going to split the difference and go 4 weeks when I tell you that later. But
so I got mine pierced. It was like a magical moment, and I like – probably 3 weeks later, I had a dance recital, and you weren't allowed to wear any jewelry. So my mom took them out, and I remember, like, waiting backstage to dance and bawling. And
little tiny studs. They wouldn't let you have little tiny studs in your ears?
No.
And you had a real strict teacher.
This Russian – I learned a ton, but she was very strict, like, Russian ballerina that
– You know.
Iron fist man.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I was bawling, and I remember this very clearly. My mom coming, somebody went out and got my mom, and she like brought me down the steps, like behind the stage. And she was like, what's wrong? And I said, I don't have my earrings in. And they told me that I had to have them in or they would grow shut. And she was like, oh, honey, they're not going to grow shut just in the time.
No. Did they?
No, they didn't. But it was, my mom was nice to me. So it really clocked on my radar because she was like really understanding in a way that she.
So what this became is a moment in time put into a vault.
It's the fish hook right there. I was like, no, she's nice, right?
Yeah, she's about to do the Terry two-step. She's like up. She landed it.
Hold on. Let me bash every mother figure in my life. I'll get to you too, Terry. Yeah,
she landed. She stuck the landing. She did. Yeah. She just ended it there.
But I remember like her holding me, because you could do this back then, like holding me in the car on the car ride home because I did my dance. And then I was like, I got to get out of here and put these back in.
Well, my dang earrings back.
Plus, it ran like 2 hours late. So it was probably like 10 o'clock at night.
I feel like when you got your ears pierced, in my brain, first of all, I imagine you as a little girl as Delilah. That's how I see you in my head. And I feel like you were like in a castle and you and the two doors open and it's like, oh, because like every pair of earrings and accessory was made available to
well,
you.
Well, my grandmother was like huge into jewelry. And
of course.
That's my other wonderful memory of getting my ears pierced was she – so I got – with her, I got them double pierced and triple pierced. And then I got
– she's cool.
She was so cool. And it was sort of like she would take me whenever she was going to go get hers done because she was just – it would be like all diamonds. Like I know it sounds like she's like a Sturgis kind of grandma, which is cool in its own right, but that was not her. She was like just a very girly lady. And then she even took
she
me –
she just wanted to sparkle.
We got two more and then one up here. I had two up here.
I'm a little squeamish, so I'm not
now
big
on – I have
on...
nothing. I just have the one –
I'm not big – well, this is weird, and I'm sure somebody will have something to say, but I – excuse me as I burp through that. I got my first piercing, first ears pierced, when I was 8. My mom made me save the money myself. It was $11.
Ooh.
Went to Claire's.
That would have taken me until I was 25.
Got them done, wore my studs for 6 months, I think. And then I got one pair of earrings, and they were little tiny yellow telephones. They were just little tiny weird.
Was it like the side? It was like the receiver to the side?
It was, it was like the receiver was on the phone. I don't know why I picked these out.
That's cute. That's
but
adorable.
I wore them all the time. Yeah. And so, but here's where you and I are very different. I was like, I've got the earrings in. I don't need another pair. I've got these. I like them. why do I need to change them? And my mom was like, that's the fun part is you can change your earrings. I was like, yellow telephones go with everything.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple.
And then I would go in because I, by the way, I would just like everyone to imagine what my haircut looked like. This is when I look like a realtor. I'd perm on the top, tight on the back.
Yeah.
I look like a mini Terry Hensley. I'm going to sell you a 3-2.
I always answer the phone.
Yeah, I always answer the phone.
Direct
I'm here.
All of your real
it's
estate
It's weird you
want to
call me because I've got phone in my ears. And I
looks great on the side of a bus, you guys.
Absolutely. But the earrings I chose to wear that I first wore was on school picture day. I went in and picked out a pair of my mom's earrings, and there were giant shells from like the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Like the gold ones that go all the way to your head.
Yeah.
You remember when your mom used to take their hair from their, like over their ear, and they would like splay it out on their head? Like it would like have a wisp.
Yeah.
Very designing women.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what goes with a football jersey is these giant shell earrings. And I put those in, and I was like, this looks literally the, I don't even know the word fierce, and I'm going to use it when I describe myself. So I went from wearing the tiniest micro earrings to the like literally looked like I was wearing an actual shell. Like
I can't
a conch.
Believe you wore those because you don't like stuff touching your
I don't.
Anything. Yeah.
Still to this day, I only wear – I remember when we just got new pictures taken, Jen was like, ooh, these gold chains are really in right now. And I put them in. I was like, you expect me to take a photograph when I can hear my earring move?
Yeah. I actually had them in earlier today.
Can't.
But I was like, those are too dressy. And if I say something's too dressy, it's like.
Well, you're wearing beautiful gold hoops right now, and I'm wearing the studs that your brother got me.
I know.
From when we hit 1 million followers on Facebook, he bought us Tiffany's earrings that are.
These little.
He's the nicest. And they're
Addison
pink.
Too.
Yep,
yeah.
Addison did too. Pink little sapphires.
Pink.
And I did that ugly cry because I've never
we
opened.
Cried so hard, you guys.
I've never opened a little. Pink box from Tiffany's, which was so special.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I got my ears double pierced. That was the hard one. I had to talk my parents. My mother was – so I got my first ones done. I had to save up $11. Second one I got done By the way, this is shocking that she even went for it. When I was like 12, that's young to get a second piercing. And we were at the mall. I was with my friend Danelle. She went first.
My grandma convinced my mom.
Well, grandma's convincing a mom is way different. Yeah. Me working up with Terry was no easy issue.
She was like, you're going to get your ears double pierced. And you're going to wear an ankle bracelet and just start whoring.
Yeah. This is going to fill in all the blanks.
This is my mom told me, girls who wear ankle Too bracelets many- are sluts. And I was like,
good cripes. I remember my parents, I saw somebody with a rat tail and I was like, I need one of those.
I had one too.
You did?
Yes.
Ew. I thought that was I knew that was a girl that was feisty. I knew looking at her. She wore a rat's tail on the side. She walked through the gym during a volleyball game and it was a rat's tail inside. It was braided as though to say, I've got enough hair to say, fuck you. And I was like, I need one of those. So when I got my hair cut, I had a little tiny bit of hair to do it.
Yeah.
And I told the hair cutter that my parents said it was fine. Not fine. Couldn't have got it cut off faster. It was literally the fastest.
I did have one, but it wasn't long like that. You couldn't put beads in it or anything. And it didn't last for that long. It was just like a little whoop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not with Terry and Dewey. And you know what? That's fine. Now I understand. Like I'm sort of oddly a little – anyway, so the reason we bring up ear piercing and the reason I might have somewhat of a tone is that we took Eleanor to get her ears pierced on over the weekend.
Yeah.
And this has been something she's been asking to do for a very long time since her last birthday. I kind of was like playing with what age I felt like it was okay, not for any other reason than I was just gauging my own gut instinct as a parent. No judgment, no thoughts, just thinking like, what age was I? That'll be good enough.
Yeah.
So I'd said, you know what? She's 8. That's how old I was. I was almost 9. That's great. Where'd you go? We went to Claire's. What earrings did you pick out? I had little tiny green teal sapphires for my studs. She, without even me saying anything, picked out the same earrings. I was having like this moment. We were at the mall. It felt so good. And what I used to know growing up in Nebraska of being like, you went to the mall. It was like a deal. It was like a big deal.
Yeah.
So we got, you know, my husband was with us. Finn was with us. We went to the mall. We made a big deal of it. I called Claire's, went over some of their things, and then just said, can there be two people do it at the same time? And that's what I really liked about it, is that you could get both at the same time.
Yeah.
We went in. She sat in the chair. She was dead quiet, just waiting. And it was like I was transported in time back to when I was sitting in that chair, and all of a sudden the room goes quiet, and you're just left with yourself like, How much does this mean to me? It's fight or flight. Am I going to sit in this chair? Am I going to go? Because either way, I'm supported.
Yeah.
But she was so brave. The girls were great. They measured her ears. They put it in. We were good to go. And this girl was beaming. The second she got home, she wanted to call all of her friends. She wanted to tell everybody. Delilah gets to see him today. It's all she could do was run up and tell Jen. Look at my ears.
I couldn't believe I talked to her about her pants and everything else under the sun before I even got to the earrings, like a big dope. But I've seen her. I saw the picture.
You saw the picture.
I kind of forgot that I haven't talked directly to her about it.
I know.
And she was just like, at one point, her ear was on my face.
She was like pushing her ear into Jen's. Jen, do you notice anything?
Oh, my God. And they're so cute.
They're so cute.
Eyes. It's just beautiful.
And here's where it gets fun. So, because of what we do, we often put ourselves out there and we're like, I thought this was a really neat moment.
Yeah. That's not putting yourself out there, BT dubs. I mean, you've put yourself out there
literally,
in big ways before.
Yeah. I showed my freaking fupa trying on jeans.
But this moment was just like, here's a wonderful time I had.
And that's why I'm going to talk about it, because I'm still sore. I'm still a little bit sore, so.
Yeah, that's okay. I stand by it.
Thank you. I super appreciate that. But I posted the picture and I put the caption up there simply to say, when you get your ears pierced as a girl, it's like a rite of passage. It's something we really love. And whether it doesn't even matter if you're a boy getting your ears pierced, God love you. If it's something you wanted to do and it makes you feel cool, it's a rite of passage. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I posted it.
Yeah.
And instead of people, well, let me just say, most women were so supportive and excited. And they were like, oh my gosh, what a big girl she is. This is so cool. I remember when I got mine done. But there was a few. And boy, when I tell you, they came at me because I went to Claire's and I didn't go to a piercing parlor, which is evidently a thing, that I went to Claire's and they used the guns. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I did a little research after the fact and the guns are kind of gross. I will say, bravo to you. I Googled after the fact.
Wait, why? Why?
I don't know, because they don't, maybe they can't clean them as well, or maybe there's like, who knows? It's just, they're up for strong debate from what I found out. But I think the thing that made me the saddest was that there were women who chose to come at me hard and judge me as a mother in a moment that felt like, boy, you're really splitting hairs here. If you are that concerned, send me a private message. But to put it on a public platform with attitude and sort of a tone that quite honestly infuriates me. I read them all. Do you know how hard it is not to fire back? Because that's not who I am as a human. Yeah. I want to support women. And I took my daughter to get her ears pierced and you laid me across coals and said I was causing blunt force trauma.
That's crazy.
That it was unsanitary, that I made a poor choice as a mother.
So it's so upsetting on so many levels. And it's happened in some way or another to both of us doing this. And
yes.
The part about it that fucking sucks is, if I may speak French, is that you can't ask us to be honest with you and tell you what's going on in our life and love some of it and then destroy us for some of it.
Yeah. If that isn't a parallel for like how we should be living as humans, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Because we're all, first of all, we need to get the fuck out of our house. So come to our tour. Here's the thing. Whatever you do is cool with me. If you take your daughter to a piercing parlor, that sounds awesome. If you go to Claire's, good on ya.
There's a boy from India in my son's class that has his ears pierced.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, and it's a cultural thing. And guess what? My son wants his ears pierced. And, like, we're not going to do it now.
Right, you're going to wait till he's really into Rick Astley.
Yeah, once he gets into The Cure, I feel like
Then we're down that road.
I'm totally fine with that.
And I'll take my son to Claire's and he'll get his ears pierced there.
That's probably where I'm going to go, you guys. Unless they're, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'm not even saying
the debate of whether it's right or wrong.
That's not what we're talking about. It's mom shaming.
It's like you didn't leave your kids home by themselves over the weekend so that you could go to Vegas.
No.
I would say that was kind of a shitty move, Kristen.
Yes. And I would expect that kind of,
Yeah.
I think I was surprised and disappointed by some of the feedback. Now, again, I'm focusing on a different group of people than the majority of the lovely people that we always celebrate and brag about
all the time
about the people that listen and follow us. And by the way, so many that defended me and were cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, don't think for a second, just because you sling a shitty comment, that people on the other end don't read them. They do. Yeah. And what you say matters. It's being unkind for no reason.
Yeah.
My daughter is more than fine. You know what she ended up with? Extra confidence after getting her freaking ears pierced.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to apologize to anybody for going to Claire's. And I appreciate, no, I don't actually, but I will now be a little bit more reticent about what I post.
Yeah.
It just sucks. I'm on a tear. I'm probably going to cut most of this out because I don't want to sound like I'm a big complainer, but it hurt my feelings.
I think it's fair to say, and I think it's fair for people to hear too, is that we are just like every single other person on social media. There's a real person behind that reads those comments. And guess what? Nothing hurts as bad as somebody questioning your parenting.
Your parenting.
And kind of when we started doing I Mom So Hard was we were so fatigued by feeling like we weren't doing a good job from social media, from other moms kind of in the world, that we weren't like competing. We were like, maybe there's other moms that like feel the same way that we do, that we're just like losing this race, even though we're trying our hardest. And we've always had this audience that has been awesome, that there was like a Harvard study done on the engagement on our page because of all this like
kind, women supporting women, truly,
truly supporting. So when we do get these comments that are just meant to be mean, and we all know the difference. We all know the difference between, and there are sometimes women will say something a little flip or shitty, and then another woman like kind of says like, what's up? You having a bad day? You know?
Yeah.
And that she's like, you know what? I really am sorry
and
about
I
that.
Appreciate I appreciate that. We brag about that all the time.
Yeah.
And there's been times I will say that I've been caught, like, I've been like, oh yeah, that person really put into perspective for me that the life I'm living is not the life that everybody else is living. Here's a perfect example. And I thought this was handled so beautifully. And again, it was another reason why I was so proud of what we do. And I still am. That doesn't go away. I'm just saying these are real moments in real time when you feel like a little bit beaten up. But I remember we did a Christmas video. We did a song. We do it every year. We do a Christmas song. And one woman was like, I love this song so much. You know, I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm Jewish, but I really love the song. And I thought to myself, well, Kristen, you knucklehead, of course, like, not everybody's Christian. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. And the comments underneath this woman's post were so positive. They were like, okay, so you do Hanukkah, right? Like, how? What does that look like? What do you cook? What do you – and this wonderful, like, warm, open conversation happened between women that felt like, there, we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. These two people that are very different, this mom in Iowa and this Jewish woman in Connecticut, are having a conversation about how much they cook for the holidays.
Yeah, because it wasn't her saying, you know, Kristen,
how dare you?
Yeah, not everybody is Christian. Some people are Jewish. Right. You know? Like, and she didn't say that.
Not at all. And so what I'm saying is, when people say things to me, I listen. When people say things to you, you listen. We also sometimes operate on the, I don't care. Like, comedy is taking your toe to the line and going, you know what? I know some of you are not going to like that I'm using the F word or that I'm flipping off a camera as I'm in this dressing room. But you're going to feel what I feel, which is when I feel things, there's F words involved. Yeah. And as I slide on these stupid pants that won't fit over my hips, and we've been trying so hard to get fit, to get in shape, to lose a little bit of weight, which is not the goal, but it's the, you know, it makes you feel better when you step on the scale and it's lighter in number. And I get in there and these jeans don't fit. I'm like, this is bullshit. And on, in defense of women, I took a picture so with my fupa out saying, this is bullshit. So remember when we do things like that, and don't come at me for fucking getting my kids' ears pierced at Claire's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Look, we're humble people too, I would say.
Jen is.
Like, no.
I don't know if humble is the right word to describe me, but I'm certainly not a bragger.
No, I 1,000% believe you have such humility. You never think you're 100% right.
Never,
like, if
ever.
Somebody can say – if somebody comes to you with a good point, you evaluate it very earnestly.
Every time.
And, like –
that is true. I will say that about myself.
There was a time where I posted something. It was like one of these really crappy apocalyptic news cycle days where something really bad had happened. So while that's happening, I'm still homeschooling my daughter, like remote learning with her. And she passed her rainbow words test.
Aww.
And I was super excited. I'd been like such a wreck the whole day, partly because of the news. I was very like affected by
whatever it was that particular day. And by the way, just this little thing called a pandemic on top of it all.
On top of it all. And then while I'm like, I realized like a flake, I looked in the mirror when I went to the bathroom, I was wearing two kimonos. So I just snapped a picture of it and I posted it. And like the first 10 comments, like I didn't look at it right away.
Yeah.
Were like, oh, Jen, did you see the news? Or like, I don't like it.
This is tone deaf.
And it was. And I just forgot. I just was so excited that she passed her like
I know.
Green words or whatever that for like a minute and I'm laughing at myself looking in the mirror that I'm, who wears two kimonos besides me? By the way, you guys.
She owns
like,
40, you guys. It's, there's it was so many so in her stupid closet.
And a really floral shirt at the time too. So it was really ridiculous. And I did. I took it down. Everybody was right. Like I didn't, I
but
it
we
was
take,
a mistake.
We go like that. We go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You might be right here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
We're doing all of this to like, connect people and to get them to laugh.
Also,
it's never
we're still growing and
people.
Learning. We're still growing and learning.
So is everybody, by
so
the way.
So is everybody. So here's the thing. After 2 years of marriage counseling, one half of it on Zoom, my therapist, who is covered by insurance, so who knows how good he is, always says to give each other grace. And that's something that you have to learn how to do. And unfortunately, with social media – and the nature of the way things are right now where we're all a little pent up. Like,
yeah.
That's why it's been so fun, like, getting to start thinking about the third tour and writing it. Because it's, like, been like, oh, we're this is fun. This is, oh, I'm remembering what it's like to be in a room with all these women and, like, three husbands. And it'd be so fun. But we have to remember that, like, we're all in a state of sort of, like, shifting. And we've got broken parts. We've got, we've been through
a trauma.
But... and everybody's different. Like, everybody's got different levels of what that feels like. But just know, nobody's coming out of this like, I didn't even notice last year was different.
I don't know if my mom did, honestly. Well, she loves to stay home and sew. So.
Yeah. I think, I was going to make a joke. I can't there because I know she's listening.
My mom?
No, your mom is definitely not listening.
No, she's not.
My mom is definitely not listening.
My mom's
not busy being social.
My mom's not listening when I'm on the phone to her, so there's no way.
Yeah,
that she is.
My mom likes to. I've always said every time I call, my mom likes to play the spoons just to be as loud as she humanly can.
Oh yeah, doing the dishwasher. But so, you know, I learned some. Can I say what
yes,
I learned?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
From your marriage counselor that I thought was really smart.
She goes with us, you guys.
I don't, but she shared this with me, and I have employed it in our home. Which is don't ever yell to someone from the other room.
Right.
And we do it all the time and it always ends miserably because somebody doesn't hear you. And so you say their name louder and more aggressively. And
you're already mad at that
point. You're already mad and they fire back mad at you. And it's also, it's disrespectful. If you need to talk to somebody, go to them. Now, that's...
not always, but trying.
That being said, though... I will yell at my kids to come in to clean up their mess or something like that. But otherwise, like if I need to talk to my husband, I do. I go into the room he's in rather than just yelling his name so it doesn't turn into a real stupid fight.
Yeah.
And I feel like posting a comment on social media is like yelling from the other room.
It's such a good parallel.
They're not going to hear it the right way.
They're not going to hear it the right way.
And if you have a legitimate concern, which people have, like people have messaged us and asked Kristen if she had polycystic ovarian disease.
Because of my goatee.
Her goatee. Like they messaged her.
And I looked into it.
It's respectful. You go into the room and you say their name and you address them respectfully.
I think at the end of the day, it's easier. You know, we always... listen to the negative comments. Like people can say, oh my gosh, you look so pretty. One person's like,
you wear too many rainbows.
Yeah.
Quote.
Then, or like,
wearing one right now, you son of a bitch.
And she looks great. And she's also pinned it so her boobies 80s. Don't show. That's a real Kristen move. That's a real Kristen move.
It's straight up the biggest safety pin ever.
But that is how I had one where the shirt was open and the safety pin was. It looked like a fashion choice from, like, literally Back to the Cure.
I almost sewed it. I don't know what to do, but...
Here's the thing. I had to do some self-reflection because I didn't want to be reactive in social media because that's not who I am. So I sat on the edge of the bed, and I was sort of breathing through it. I was like, do not let this affect this beautiful day or this moment, but what are you taking away from this right now? And my takeaway from it is... I will be even more conscious of who I am as a person who, if I comment, to be more kind. I will say more kind things than rude things. I'm not somebody that leaves comments if I think anything rude because I'm just not that person. But now I will make more of a point to say nice things because I think kindness pushes forward and I need to focus on that. And to all of the ladies who were so nice about the piercing and supportive and lovely, Eleanor feels like a million bucks. Thank you for sharing in that day with me and our family. It was really special. And we're going to, she's got a new pair of earrings coming her way. I'm going to show them to Jen.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm going to freak out.
And these are going to be her for her on her first day of when she can change them out.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute. They're little Minnie Mouses. They're
with like little red.
Little diamonds and little red bows. They're so cute, Kristen. They're adorable.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to focus on.
So I have a hot flash.
Ooh, let's do it.
Jimmy Stewart.
Jim Stewart,
as he used to go by when he was super young and hot.
Jimmy?
He went by Jim Stewart. And then he did? Was, yeah, then it was he got older by Jimmy.
But wait, is he from the Ringing of the Bell?
Yeah.
Miracle on 34th
yeah,
Street?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I saying that right? Or no? Or is it the
it's
other
a wonderful
one?
Life.
It's a Wonderful
yes.
Life.
He's from so many things. And
Jimmy.
This today reminded me of the life-changing, and I just looked. This is really pretty crazy. Kristen has this Butterfield 8 poster, and there's the name Lawrence Harvey on there. And I just looked over, and I'm going to talk about the movie and the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Harvey, which I watched when I was, like, 16 years old, and it literally changed my life.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, you have to watch it.
Not
okay.
Until you see Titanic, but go ahead.
We'll have a movie night.
You've been saying that for 15 years.
I know what happens in Titanic. You don't know what happens in Harvey, but
no
I'll
idea.
Tell you one thing. Okay, so he's the nicest, friendliest person. He gives his time and attention to anybody who wants it to, like, a fault. Like, he can't keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, he invites homeless people over for dinner. Like, he's this independently wealthy man, and everybody thinks he's crazy because he's, like, so nice. And there's this part of the movie that I love, again, Pulitzer Prize-winning play, where – they say, what makes a man like you? And he said, for years, I fucked it up. You
no,
guys.
See it. Go
okay.
ahead. You're so, quoting something. I would literally just make it up as I go and say it was quoted.
Okay, so they say, like, what makes you the way that you are? Like, the psychiatrist asks him, and he said, my mother always told me in this life, you must either be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. For years, I was smart. May I recommend pleasant?
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
I love that. Yeah, because you're going to want to have pleasant over at a barbecue.
Absolutely.
You're going to want to have, like, go out and have drinks with pleasant at a barbecue. You were going to tell him, like, that you, like,
I know more than you do.
Shoplifted, and you
yeah.
don't want any judgment. You know,
no.
you just, like,
you don't want, you don't always want the opinions. What everybody wants is, like, warmness and a warm smile. And that's what it taught me at the time was, like, I remember walking down the halls of high school and, like, a lot of people didn't smile and a lot of people didn't make eye contact because they were really in their heads.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want people to smile. I'm going to smile at them and yeah. say hi so they smile back.
That's like, nice.
And I still feel like that. That's why I hate masks right now.
You what?
I
know.
Masks right
because,
now.
But you have
my eyes are bitchy. But
no, they're not. I know. You always say that, but they're not. And you have such a nice – if it's one person I know I can go to and say how I feel about something and feel like I'm just supported and never judged, it's you.
Mm.
And I hope you feel the same way back. Only at times
I
do I worry about
you're
your
gonna
financial
go kill
spending.
Somebody. Oh,
yeah,
my spending is bad. That's a whole
no,
other thing.
No, I don't say it's bad. I'm just like, hey – have you put any in your savings? And then Jen eye rolls, and then I'm like, well, let's go over your financials real quick. And
yeah.
then we're back on track.
Yeah.
But that's just
– I'm not going to tell her that somebody said something mean because she'll go find them, and
yeah.
she will kill them.
Yeah. I've been known to – hey, man, I'm the girl you want on your side.
Yeah,
and I'm not a vindictive
cheers,
person.
Cheers to you.
But
that's right.
God love you and friendship and supporting each other.
Yeah.
Love you, girl.
Love you, too.
Be
nice to each other, ladies.
Yeah, I think the hot flash is
Jimmy Stewart. It's over.
Hot flash is Jimmy
but
Stewart.
Honestly,
and our,
look at some old Jimmy Stewart movies.
God
he was
bless
hot,
him.
You guys.
So hot.
Yeah.
And I think the mom box, we're just going to say very quickly because I want to make this about you, ladies who make nice comments and say nice things,
oh.
is you lift me up and
yep.
we love you and we see you and all the good you do
yeah.
matters to us.
It matters, and all those emojis that you put on graduation and prom pictures and, like, retirement photos, it matters.
Yeah, And also when you say stuff in a cool way, like if you just have like the cool way of saying stuff in a funny, witty way, I'm like, God, she can write.
Yeah. When you say something and it's not super cunty. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.